Hello， 大家好，感谢你又一次回到潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and today we have a very silly, fun episode for you.
而且 perfect for you, 就是为你量身定做的。
That's right, we're talking about dad jokes.
对，那 Jason 是一个爸爸，而且他是一个幽默的，很喜欢 tell jokes, 说笑话的爸爸啊。
Yeah, but these jokes aren't just for dads, right? Anybody can tell these jokes.
哎，是的，那我们今天呢，就在节目里要跟大家分享十个非常有意思的，在英语里面就是 you call them dad jokes, 爸爸的笑话啊。那究竟什么是 dad jokes 呢？
Dad jokes are kind of bad jokes, right? They're corny, they're cheesy, they're kind of silly, right? And they're family friendly.
对，所以就是爸爸经常会讲这种笑话 to entertain their kids or to lighten the mood, right?
Yeah, it's the kind of joke that a dad tells and the rest of the family just rolls their eyes like, oh gosh, not another dad joke.
就好冷哦，冷笑话是吧？
对对。
因为中文我们会说很冷嘛，因为你讲也没人笑，人家都冷场。But in English, you don't call those cold jokes, you call them dad jokes.
Yeah, if you said a cold joke in English, I might think it meant like a really mean joke or something. So definitely don't directly translate that one.
Okay. 好，那我觉得还有一点 which makes dad jokes excellent for learning English 是因为很多的这些笑话呢，它是那种文字游戏 like wordplays or puns, 一语双关。
Yeah, they take a word that the person listening is expecting it to mean one thing and then you use it in another way that's funny, right?
好，那我们来举个例子吧。
Yeah, okay. So for example, let me tell you a joke, Jenny. Why did the scarecrow win an award?
就为什么一个稻草人 scarecrow 拿了一个奖？
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, because he was outstanding. 因为稻草人就是人家在农田里面放一个是吧，然后他就站在农田里面。但是呢 outstanding 你放在一起又是英文一个词，意思是很杰出，很 excellent。
That's right. If you took the space and put it in between out and standing, right, it would just mean he's literally out there standing in a field. But if you say the sentence, he's outstanding in his field, it's someone who's done something really amazing, right?
所以大家看 it's a very effective, 我觉得是很有用，很有画面感的学英语的方法 and really funny.
That's right.
好，那我们今天呢选了十个就都是很经典的 dad jokes, 而且呢他们里面这些英语词绝对不难，就因为很多 dad jokes 我觉得有点像 riddle, 有点像谜语，就像你刚刚那个先是一个问题对吧，后面才是那个答案。
Yeah, sometimes you might want to actually see the joke written out and then you'll understand why it's a joke, right? You have to think a little bit.
对对，但是呢我觉得我们今天也 challenge our listeners, 大家听我们问问题的时候你可以自己先想一想 like see if you can come up with the answer, 又靠脑力又靠反应力然后又靠你的英语能力。
That's right. Not only are you going to learn some funny jokes, you're going to have to think about the language and you're going to learn some new English too.
对，好，那 let's start with the first one. 我觉得这个挺简单的，但是呢，有点像脑筋急转弯。
All right, so Jenny, what is a watch worn on the waist?
一个手表，不是戴在手上，是戴在你的什么 waist, 腰上，是吧？这是什么腰表？Waste time 吗？Oh,
right.
I got it. It's a waste yes. of time.
Yes, it's a waste of time, right? So if you could see this written out, you would kind of ruin the joke because you would see that the word waste is two different words.
Yeah, so that's a pun, right? Like the word waste, W-A-I-S-T, 是腰。但是呢，还有一个发音完全一样的是浪费。Waste, 然后我们说 a waste of time 又是英语的一个固定表达，就是说啊，浪费时间。
And I guess wearing a watch on your waist is a waste of time because it's like hard to look at the watch face, I guess.
对对对
I don't know.
哎，所以还蛮深奥的，蛮 deep 的嘞，是吧？
That's an interesting idea, though. We could invent a belt with a watch on it.
让我想到那种拳击嘛，人家不是赢了的人那个 belt 都很对，可以上面安个，现在就安个 Apple Watch， 安个直接安个手机都可以啊。
Apple belt.
Okay, so I like this. 大家觉得很冷，还是觉得很可爱，而且学英语真的很好。
I love these anyway. The great thing about dad jokes is even if the people don't find them funny, it's still fun to tell them, right? So
自己笑笑就可以了哈。Okay, 你还有吗？
All right, so this one I love. I've told this to my son before. So, why was 10 afraid of 7?
So numbers. 就是为什么10会怕7? 啊，为什么10要怕7啊？10比7大还怕它干嘛? I don't know this one.
Nope, not because of that. It's because 7, 8, 9.
7把9吃掉了。7, 8, 9. 然后这个8就是英语的动词 eat 的过去时 ate, but it also sounds like the number 8, 是吧?
Yeah, so once again, right, it's a 双关语 and it's two words that have different spelling, same pronunciation, but mean different things.
Okay. 哎，这个很跟小孩弄蛮好的，我觉得。
When they hear this, they think about it. Wait, 7, 8, 9, oh, and then it will click, right? And they start laughing.
Oh, 7, 8, 9.好，那下面的这个 dad joke, 它形式不太一样。It's not a question and an answer. This one is?
I used to be a baker, but I couldn't make enough dough.
Oh, I like this one. 我觉得这个蛮 smart, 蛮聪明的。
Yeah, and why is that, right? It's because the word dough, right? The word dough here is a double meaning word again.
对，所以它这个的意思呢，就是爸爸说我以前是一个面包师，一个 baker。But I couldn't make enough dough. 这个 dough 是面团的意思，就是说，但是我来不及做那么多面团。可是 dough 还有一个意思 ，which is
money.
哦，所以爸爸呢就说，但是烤面包赚不了钱 ，I couldn't make enough dough. 所以我要去选择另外的职业，是吧？
Yeah, I imagine some like really funny, has a good sense of humor, Baba, who used to own a bakery and now he's joking about how it closed, right?And he says, oh, I couldn't make enough dough. And everybody rolls their eyes.
Not easy. 好，那接下来的这一个 ,can I try one? 诶，有 mom jokes 吗？这不是一个说法。
可以啊，可以啊，开始吧。
OK, 好。这里先大家知道一个词 ,skeletons, 就是骷髅哈。So Jason, why don't skeletons fight each other?
Maybe because they're already dead? I don't know.
差不多差不多你要 take it further.
What was it?
他缺少了一些身体的器官脏器 because they don't have the guts.
Oh, that's right. They don't have the guts, which is also, you know, an expression meaning they don't have the courage to do something, right?
没胆子是吧 guts, 因为骷髅了嘛所以这个脏器都没有了器官。
They literally don't have the guts,
the guts
right?
Yeah. 哎接下来第五个啊这个 dad jokes 快要过半了。And this one, 哎呦大自然拥抱海洋。
What did the ocean say to the beach?
海洋跟沙滩说什么
Nothing, it just waved.
这个很可爱什么也没说 just waved 因为 waved 英语里面一个它的发音是海浪对吧 wave 然后呢它还有一个 waved 动词是招手的意思
对 and you wouldn't actually say waved like a verb to say that a wave crashed on the beach it waved onto the beach you would never say that right a wave is just a noun but here we're saying that it's like the ocean waved said hello to the beach
yeah okay didn't say anything it just waved okay this is smart 我觉得还蛮有意思的、and this next one 我觉得是我们今天 list 里面最冷的一个最大的的一个 dad joke
That's right. So you can just imagine, you know, a dad who's maybe could lose a couple pounds, maybe a little overweight.
然后很爱吃肉平时对吧平时很爱吃肉然后他说我要健康我要吃海鲜。
Says, I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it.
所以这个 seafood, 海鲜但是他爸爸说 I see, 就改成 S-E-E, 对吧我的这个 seafood diet 就是我只要看见的我就把它吃掉。
Yep. So once again, right, it's a pun because the word seafood sounds like to see food, to actually see the food with your eyes.
没错。好，那接下来我们这个 dad joke, 哎呀，这就是婚姻啊，这就是人生啊。
yeah, this one's a little sad, you know,
but of course
it's a joke.
对。
Yeah, and this one is, I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes.
所以他跟他的太太啊，就是跟妈妈讲啊，没有关系，人生总会犯错，我们拥抱我们的错误。
And then she gave me a hug.
然后妈妈就拥抱爸爸了，是吧？
对 ，so he is the mistake that has been embraced, right?
没有没有，但我们中文有个说法，阴差阳错啊，可能就是一个错，但最后缔造了一段很美的婚姻。很可爱的孩子、而且他能拥抱你啊，所以他就是也很爱他的 mistake, 是吧
Yeah, and once again here, right, it's taking the word embrace, which typically is used not about actually physically embracing someone, right? It's about like accepting something.
对的对的是。好，那我们接下来的这一个，哇，这好像 back to basics 啊，我们回到26个字母。
There's actually 26 letters in the alphabet, but I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
怎么会呢?
I don't know why.
Oh, 这个蛮... I think it's very simple, but 我觉得这还挺有效果的。I don't know why.
Yeah, 因为 I don't know why.
对,我们这里不是说的那个为什么 ,W-H-Y, 我们说的是 I don't know the letter Y, 所以我只知道25个字母,是吧?
Yep. So once again, the double meaning, right? I don't know why. I don't know the letter Y. How could they say this joke if they don't know that letter?
你不要想太深了，它就是冷笑话了。
对对对对。
好，我们最后分享最后的两个 dad jokes 冷笑话啊。
All right. So I'm reading a book on the history of glue.
哇，你好有闲情逸致啊！你看一本读一本书是关于胶水的历史。
It's a very specific book, but I just can't seem to put it down.
哦，放不下来，粘住了。
That's right, yeah. So obviously saying you can't seem to put a book down, right, means that it's so good that you can't stop reading it.
很好看，对对对，很吸引人。但是呢，这里因为是 the history of glue.
Yeah, it's a very cool book. It comes with an interactive feature. It's covered in glue, right? And you can't get it off your hands.
互动室上面真的都是胶水。Yeah, I kind of like this one. 还不错。我们今天最后一个。Oh, let's hope it's good.
All right. So what do you call a factory, Jenny, that makes just okay products?
Just okay. 现在年轻人说 mid, 是吧? Middle.
Yeah, just mid products. That's right.
An okay factory?
No, it's a satisfactory.
这个也还可以。Satisfactory. 因为当英语你说 satisfactory 的时候就不能直译中文满意。因为我们说满意就觉得不错啊它很满我的心意啊。但英语里面的这个 satisfactory 好像就是及格是吧
对就到最低的标准 and it doesn't go anywhere past that, yeah.
就是 pass 而已就及格。Oh.
But of course, satisfactory, the word factory, you know, the part of the word satisfactory that is factory, it's not talking about an actual factory, right?
Yeah, yeah. 但我觉得这个也还蛮好的而且我觉得真的挺适合学英文的。不管是我们自己的听众或者you want to take some of these jokes and just tell your kids, 又能让他们笑一笑又能帮他们练练英语哈。
Yes, you can become the best cold joke teller, the best dad joke, mom joke teller in the family.
是是。好，我们今天节目的最后，我们来出三题吧，三个 dad joke 的问题，它都是有谜面也有谜底的。So kind of like a riddle. 我们来看看我们非常聪明的听众们，你们能不能猜出它为什么好笑，它这个谜底是什么？
好。All right, so for the first one, we've got, what do you call somebody with no body and no nose?
Okay, 一个人没有身体 nobody, 然后 no nose, 没有鼻子。
对。
一个怪人。但是当然
think about that one.
Yeah, 就是我们今天所有 dad joke, 大家已经清楚了 get 了那个逻辑啊。很多是一语双关 puns, 就是这个词的听 它的 pronunciation 和它的拼写和它的意思 may be different,、mm. right?
That's right.
Okay, so what do you call someone with no body and no nose? 这是我们第一个。如果你有答案的话，希望留言，非常欢迎大家留言告诉我们啊。What's our second challenge?
All right, our second one is, how do you make seven even?
好，所以七是一个奇数，不是一个偶数，对吧？在英语里面，奇数是 odd numbers, 偶数是 even numbers. So how do you make seven even?
That's right. That's a tough one. This one's definitely, it's a good riddle.
对，我觉得这个其实很简单啊，这个我I have high hopes, 我们很多用户都能猜出这个。Yeah, and our very last dad joke of the day is...
What do you get from a pampered cow?
我觉得这个有点挑战的。
对，
就首先这个 cow 是一个奶牛，那么一个 pampered cow, so to pamper someone or someone is very pampered, 意思是他们就是很被宠，是吧？
对， it's like you've given them the best food and treated it so well like it's your own child, right?
就像和牛 Wagyu 就很贵，是吧？
Yes,
什么按摩
massaging it,
对对对、
yeah.
Cold bay beef.
That's right. Those
okay,
cows live better lives than I do, Jane.
是那好了， what do you get from them? 我给大家一个提示啊，它的这个谜底它是和牛奶有关的，但是你不要说什么酸奶啊什么的，你要知道英语里面怎么说一个人被宠或者被宠坏， right?
对对。
Okay, and you will get your answer. 那我们今天节目就到这儿，最后希望大家踊跃的来参与啊，试一下你这个 decoding, 你解答 dad joke 的能力。
Yeah, see how many eyes you can make roll with these jokes.
你刚刚那又是个什么一语双关的 dad joke 吗？
Not exactly, but kind of dad sense of humor, maybe.
听了太多以后，对 Jason 说的每一句话都说，你这是 dad joke 吗？可是让我猜一下吗？好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。We certainly had a lot of fun doing this show, and we hope you had just as much fun listening to it.
Yes, and now I can't wait to go turn around and tell these to my kids.
看他们是对你翻白眼，还是他们哈哈哈，爸爸你太棒了，你太可爱了，太幽默了。
I hope they find them very unfunny, and that makes it more funny.
你心态好，心态真好。好，我们今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
好，下次再见。